But this cut against the grain of man's pride. We all want to think that we achieve something, especially if it is something good that I have worked for it, I have achieved it. But not so. It is the free gift of God. Now, do not let your fear, and do not let your pride, and do not let anything that Satan may whisper in your ears to prevent you from accepting the Lord Jesus Christ. I remember we set up the tent in Santa Cruz, Jamaica, and when the call was given, everybody was singing the last hymn before we closed the meeting, and the brother who was closing the meeting asked that if there is anyone who want to take the Lord Jesus Christ, he should remain standing. You see, sometimes in this big crowd and thing, we have to identify those who really want to, because people get mixed up and gone and things like that. So he asked that you must remain standing. And he thought of quite a number of people were going to stand up. He alone was standing up. And he told us afterward that, Brother Milton, that night when I stood up and I looked around and everybody was sitting down and me one stand up, he says, Satan says to him, are you an idiot? Are you foolish? Don't you see all the people looking at you? You alone stand it. Sit down. Sit down. But the tears started running down, and that night he accepted the Lord joyfully, like Zacchaeus. He accepted the Lord joyfully, and he continued in fellowship with the brethren until the Lord called him home. And so I'm going to ask you to defy whatever Satan might be telling you, or even maybe using your friends or somebody else or something else to tell you not to do it now. Wait until another time. And as I say that, I remember my cousin. And she was planning to do it on Boxing Day, which is the 26th of December. And that particular year. But she and her friend said, we will go to Grand Market. We have a market we call like that. We'll go to Grand Market. We have a great time. And then at the conference and Boxing Day, you can accept the Lord. And she has a plan. But she was returning from Grand Market. Have a great time. And everybody not thinking what they're doing. They drive off the bus, come out the bus and left without applying the handbrake and all like that, and the bus drift over a deep precipice. And one person in that bus died. That was Claudie, my cousin. The one who have a plan the next 2 days after that, that was a Christmas Eve, so it was Christmas and then Boxing Day, the 26th, that she would give her heart to the Lord. Man can make plans, but you don't have the number of your days written in your hand, niggle. And so you need to act now before it is too late. May the Lord help you. May the Lord help you today to make that all-important decision. And I know you've perhaps come in the company of somebody. And so you might be able to speak to somebody. Whether you would like to ask the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart. Back there in Jamaica, I wouldn't have any problem calling you up here to come up here if you desire to. But I don't want to offend my brethren. They might like that. So the idea is, the Lord never called anybody in private as such. When he was here by the busy seaside, he says, Simon, Peter, and the others, come follow me. Matthew was at his workplace collecting taxes. He said, come follow me. And people watch them get up and follow the Lord. Follow the Lord. So we want to encourage you today to really make a stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. Could I invite us to stand and sing perhaps just one verse of that popular hymn, Just As I Am Without One Plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bids me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come.